Good afternoon. You've reached the Transformation and Furry Help Desk. This is Orin Otter. How may I be of assistance? Oh, well, pleased to meet you, Your Majesty. Your husband was transformed into a polar bear, you say? Okay. Okay, what exactly did you do? You saw his face while he was in human form. Oh, you shouldn't have done that. Yeah, magical contract and all. Now he's obliged to marry the evil queen. We get this all the time. You already broke into her castle and destroyed the evil queen and all the monsters. Okay. And what happened to the spell? It was broken. Okay, so what's the problem? You want to turn him back into a polar bear? I imagine that would be cheaper than an electric blanket. Well, how does he feel about this? It does kind of help if the two of you are in agreement on this. You can ask him later, I suppose. Let's see. How to transform your husband back into a polar bear. Do you happen to have an Escafil device laying around the house? It's a morphing cube. It's alien technology. And a light design. You don't get many aliens in your part of the country, I think. When exactly are you living? What era? Not much alien contact back in those days. Okay. Let's see. I understand there are a number of Norse gods in your part of the world. You could try making one angry. See what happens. I myself don't recommend that. The last one. You really don't want to hear about that. I don't want to talk about it anyway. Chase a polar bear on a quest for vengeance up to the mountain where the lights touch the earth. Only thing is, spirits don't take too kindly to that. I'm looking in my files now. You could try having him bitten by a radioactive bear. I guess it would be rather painful, I suppose. Maybe if you use a radioactive teddy bear. No, I suppose not. There is one more method you could try. That would be to capture a leprechaun and have him grant you 3 wishes and use one of the wishes to turn your husband into a bear. I think there are leprechauns in Scandinavia. The easiest way to find one, go to the supermarket, buy a box of that cereal with all those little marshmallows in it. You don't have those? What do you eat for breakfast? Fish paste. Ooh, that sounds yummy. Let's see if the leprechaun is out. I've got one last suggestion for you to try. Next time you're giving your husband his breakfast, switch his coffee for decaf. This works all the time. You withhold caffeine, 90% of men will turn into bears, I guarantee. Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure to be of service to you, too. All right. Bye-bye now. What's that? No. You don't have to pay me anything. No. It's a free service. But if you want to send me some of that fish paste, my address is... it's on the website. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.